Hello.
Hey, Elizabeth. Billy again with Elton Major.
Hi, nice to talk to you again.
Same here. I just received a signed document back and I thought I'd just give you a call. I have another 45 minutes window before I need to hop on another meeting. So is this still a good time?
Yeah, this is still a good time.
Okay, awesome. So, all right, so let's get to the granular details about what you're looking to accomplish. You were telling me something about, we were talking about how you intend to be different from Vrbo and Airbnb and the other forerunners in the industry out there.
Yes. Okay. So basically, it's very similar to Airbnb and VRBO, but it is also like extremely different in the sense that instead of having people rent out their properties, it's well, I suppose it's sort of the same thing, but you would be having hosts stay there with you, so whoever owns the property would be staying there with you. So essentially, it's like a homestay business. Are you familiar with homestays?
I am, yeah. Airbnb and Vrbo also generally fall within the homestay industry. A better example would be Couchsurfing, if you've heard about it.
Yes, exactly. But specifically, what we want to do because, as far as I know so far, obviously, you're still in the beginning stages. Airbnb and VRBO do offer sort of homestay options, but they're still not exactly where like the host is with you, making you food and things like that, as far as I'm concerned. And then there's couch surfing, but I think a big deal for a lot of people with couch surfing is that it's not safe. So what we want to do is create a platform where you can do homestays without having to do couch surfing or work abroad or have to pay thousands of dollars through the university if you do it that way, for example. So creating a platform that offers, I guess, around the same price of Airbnb, a little bit less properties where people can stay with hosts around the world to be better fully immersed in culture for however long they want to. So like a weekend or maybe even like 3 weeks, things like that. And then, yeah, and then it would, depending
Gotcha.
on the, yeah.
Okay, all right, that makes sense. And what kind of are you a one man army right now, or do you have any partners on board that are equally excited about this as you? What's the equation with the team formation looking like right now?
So as of right now, it's just me. I'm just coming out of my senior year of college, so I'll be graduating here soon.
Oh, you're a student.
And
Okay.
I'm, yes, yeah, I'm still a student. So,
Good
yeah,
for you.
this
Okay.
is, yeah. So right now it's just me, until I find some better equipped, I guess people, but I have a lot of people in my family who are also business people who are kind of, I guess, the advisory board or whatnot. So I have, yeah, several people, like both my parents, aunts, grandparents, they're all helping me out with this idea right now.
Awesome. Probably the best time to start just anything, before you get to the corporate 9 to 5 hustle. And a lot of times people, especially with business acumen and entrepreneurship spirit, they kind of lose track of starting something on their own when they graduate from university and they have to get a job and start making some money. I think this probably is the best time, at least with my personal experience, to start something while you're still fresh and you have all the energy. Apart from that, so as far as the platform is concerned, like I said, we've done quite a bit of R&D as part of another project on a Vrbo application as well. Apart from that, we've done about 400 plus software applications, including web apps and mobile applications. So nothing here that's not accomplishable. What I wanted to get into more detail about with you is that, with just any application of the sort, say Uber or Airbnb or any other enterprise application, there's a handful of core features that that make the operation the operations possible, and then there's a handful of bells and whistles that you can always defer to a later step. Both for being able to, get out into the market at the right time without spending a lot of time into development. And then, also from a financial aspect of it, this can help you test some waters before you make a significant financial commitment into building something that's as huge as Airbnb in terms of a software platform. And then when you talk about Airbnb, for example, it has an experiences portion, for example, if you're familiar with that, and it allows you to book experiences when you're traveling, and these could be anywhere from concerts to sightseeing to city walk tours. I don't think you wanna you wanna take that direction. You wanna stay with the homestay portion of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so coming to the features, we'll just try and paint a canvas in our heads together on what the features could look like. And with something like Airbnb, there's always a comprehensive search and discovery feature that allows you to search properties not just in the location that you're at right now. So let's say you're traveling, and if you've already got to your destination, then you use your current location. On an application, this could be your GPS location that the app can track, and then it can serve you results, property results based on your location. But then you can always search for different locations that you want to travel to in the future. This could be anywhere from within your state to within the whole of USA, or even globally, just exactly how Airbnb does it. And then you could decide dates, and you can select price ranges and amenities and filters, all different kinds of filters to be able to get your narrow down your search to what you're looking for. That pretty much is standard and pretty much something that we'd need in the platform. Or do you have a different take on this? I mean, do you want to do it differently, or is it going to work similar to how it does it on Airbnb?
No, yeah, no, I was expecting that we'd probably have something like that. I do have kind of like a minimal viable product already kind of put together. I don't know if that would be helpful to
Oh,
look
nice.
at
Okay.
too. I mean, obviously, I know that you guys probably know way more about, or no, you guys
Well,
do know
you're
a
jumping
lot
guns
more
on me.
about
I thought
apps
you were just
and
starting out. Would you like to give me, granted that we signed the NDA, would you like to, show me around and, probably if you want me to take a look and see how far you are with it? I mean, is it a working application, or is it a prototype, or is it a wireframe that you built out?
Right now it's just a prototype.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah, right now it's just a prototype. But yeah, it's something that I have been working on for the last semester, or so. So it's not, I guess I do have more than just like if I were just to be just starting out, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Let's see. I'm looking for it right now, the updated one.
Okay, and by any chance, are you a developer? Are you a designer? What's your majors in university right now, if you don't mind me asking, of course?
Oh yeah, no worries. So my major is actually entrepreneurship.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Exactly. So,
That's where this is coming from, right?
yes. Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
Okay, so I have the original mock-up. There's supposed to be another one in here. Maybe it got deleted. But if I can't find the other one, I'll just send you this original. Let me check one more place.
Sure. I just want to keep, kind of tabs on your progress, just so we can pick up from where you've left off, or you've so far whatever progress you've made, we can just pick up from there and see if we could use any part of what you've already put together yourself. So whatever you can send over would work.
Okay, all right, perfect. I can't find the other one, so I'll have to do some deeper searching maybe later, but I will send you the first one that I put together. One moment. Okay. Okay, one second. Sorry, it downloaded as a zip
That's all right. Take your
file.
time. In the meantime, I'm searching out some, examples to show you as well. Some general portfolio on the kind of work we're doing right now and those that we've already deployed to the app stores. So you take your time.
Okay, great. Okay, I just sent it.
That is to my email, right?
Yeah, I sent it as a reply to the last email that you sent me.
Okay, let me just go ahead and see if I can find it. Okay, I think I see something coming in. Oh, okay. Well, that's a pleasant surprise. I think you're kind of farther ahead than, what I thought.
Okay, great. And then, yeah, like I said, this is the first one that we made. But there is a second one somewhere. I have it in a, I don't know, I can send over like screenshots of
Is
some
it
of
like
like
more
a
screens,
couple
or
of
is it like
them.
better done than this?
The next one has more screens, and it has different colors, which I don't particularly love the colors on the new one. But and it instead of the properties, it shows hosts, like the hosts, instead of specifically just the properties. And there's kind of that like date section that you were talking about, like where are you going section and how many are going. And then it has like a host profile on there as well. And then there should be more in there, but I cannot find it, so I'll have to
That's all right. All right, so I think
reach out
you've
to
got a good
them.
hang of what you're trying to do, and it's great. And are you open to getting this redesigned, or do you want to use it, do you want us to pick off from the same designs that you put together and kind of use these to build on top of and do the full develop the application for you?
I would probably say, I would be definitely open to having it redesigned. The MVP obviously is more so just like kind of in general, like what we think it might look like. But obviously it still looks very simple and I guess not extremely put together. Like there's still some things that definitely need to,
No, I
I
think
don't
you've
know.
done a good
So
job,
I.
and sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, and I just wanted to say that, of course, now that we'd be, this is going to be launched for commercial purposes, and you'd expect to make something big out of it. The recommended way is that, we now that you have this in place, and that just tells us that you have got a good idea of what you're looking to do. Like I mentioned, we could use this to, we can, our design team, as part of the second stage of the process, I'll get into the details about the process as well. But as part of the second stage of the process, we do the UI and the UX design for you before we get into the development, right? And one first sub phase of that is for us to put together at least a couple or more than a couple options for you in terms of mood boards that are pretty similar to what you have right now. But of course, I mean, the designs will be done by a professional design team, and but the idea is the same. It gives you a good glance of the color scheme we recommend, the iconography and the overall look and feel of what the future application could look like. So once we share those mood boards for you, and we get to have some discussion upon it, some back and forth, and once you finalize one of those mood boards, that's when we go ahead and we scale out all the rest of the screens of the application for you. This is, what you have right now. This we in our jargon, in app development jargon, we call this as a mood board, right? A prototype. I could show you a prototype on what that looks like, and it's just that it's a full app put together into a navigational format using a software, so you can use it on your mobile phone just like an application, but it's all navigational, but it doesn't have a brain, or it's not developed or static.
Oh, okay.
So let me go ahead and if you we'd have to hop on a Zoom call if we'd have to do it. Or I could just send these to you in an email if you'd like to, take a better look at them at your convenience.
I think I would probably prefer email just so I can look at them and show them to my family members in the future as well.
Yeah, all right. That sounds better. So I think for now, let's get into. Let's try and see, kind of flesh out the features that you would need in your application without, doing a lot of bells and whistles, or without going too far with development, like explained, and see what features are core to building a homestay platform, right? So we discussed about the search and discovery on how you can find different accommodations, you can find different homestays, and you can narrow down your search using filters and search bar options, pretty similar to what you have on your mood board right now, and then more like a full screen filter option, just like you have on one of these aggregate websites to pull up your narrowed search on what you're looking for. And then there's a detailed description page for the homestay that you'd like to browse further. That tells you a bit more about the person, the host, in question, and then it shows you a bit more about the property as well, and what the room looks like, and what kind of amenities are available, what it's going to cost you per night, what dates are available. All of that is going to be available on the detailed the description screen of the listing, and there could be cancellation policies as well. Now, do you want to list the properties yourself as the admin, or do you want to have like a third interface that allows for the host to manage their properties themselves and be able to list new properties and be able to manage their bookings themselves?
I was thinking probably having the host manage everything, just so it can be a little bit more scalable.
Right, yeah, that's the ideal way to go about it, and that just means that we're looking at at least about three different interfaces for including the mobile application and the admin side. So the more obvious side of a mobile application is the mobile application itself, that we as consumers and users use on a regular basis. But the lesser obvious side is an admin panel that the owner of the app, in layman terms, they use it to moderate and manage the application. So in your case, it's going to be yourself and your team that's going to be managing the application, managing the users of the application, making sure all the listings and everything is according to the terms and conditions, moderating the platform and making sure nothing's going out that's not per the terms of service of your platform. And then your panel is going to allow you to look at infographics and analytics and bird eye view on what kind of listings have been added to your platform over the last month, the last quarter, the last year and so, what kind of bookings you received, and then of course all the revenue you make out of it. Talking about the revenue and monetization, how do you intend to pursue that? I mean, do you want to go with a model where you could keep a commission of, say, between 3% and 10% from the all the bookings that happen on the platform, or do you want to charge a subscription fee upfront as a means of monetization?
It would be more of a like percent of sale kind of thing. So, yeah, that first option that you mentioned.
Right, and that again is pretty, that's the way to go about, when you talk about an aggregator platform. This, homestays and experience platforms like these are also, they come under aggregator platforms, and therefore, just to follow, the current industry standard, yes, it is recommended that it should be, a commission model whereby you keep a certain margin on the bookings that happen on the platform. So that we could explore further as far as the monetization is concerned. Now that's going to be available on your admin side as well. So what we're going to do is, in fact, we can integrate a payment merchant or a payment processor for the users to be able to process card payments online, right? So they want to pay by Zelle, or they want to pay by their credit card, a debit card, or even Cash App or something like that. They could conveniently pay that and securely pay that out on their mobile application, and the payment processor that we're going to integrate that will allow us to customize it to a level where you could decide whether all the revenue that's coming into the platform, does that automatically get dispersed to the host, or do you want to escrow it first and then make sure the experience of the user has been satisfactory before you release the funds, or you'd like to keep some sort of bifurcation whereby the host is going to get, say, 95% of the revenue that they earn from their property, and you get a 5% all automatically divided and deposited into the respective accounts for yourselves and the host as well. On the host side, the third interface, which is going to be the host interface, they're going to be able to onboard the payment processor as well. So rather than trying to build a payment processor from scratch and then, taking all the liability of yourself as far as the payment methods on the platform are concerned, we're going to use a payment processor that's licensed, that's FDIC insured, that has all the relevant regulatory licenses completed, and that way, the payments and billings and revenue can all be managed through the payment processor. Even the host can, onboard the payment processor, and they can process their own payouts manually every time they want to do it through their interface of the application. Does that make
Okay,
sense?
great. Yeah, that makes sense.
Awesome. And I think for the user side, the consumers on the application, I think for them we need a mobile application. But except that for the hosts and for the admin side, I'd rather recommend you go with a web-based panel, and that allows the hosts are usually, I mean, the hosts, we could still debate on whether it should be a mobile application or web app. But essentially, the idea here is that they should be able to use something on their desktop and use the larger real estate of a desktop or laptop screen to be able to manage their properties and look at the infographics of their revenue and their bookings and everything. What do you think? I mean, I think we're looking at one mobile application for the user side and about two web interfaces. One for yourselves as the admins, and a second one for the hosts that are going to be listing their properties on the platform.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Right, and so that makes it three interfaces. Now, how about iOS versus Android? I mean, are you looking to launch this on both iOS and Android together, or do you want to do a pilot run on one of these first and then, target the second one?
That's a good question. I haven't thought too deeply into that yet. But essentially, because it'll be an international platform, I would assume would probably be most beneficial to do both iOS and Android. But I'm unsure how other apps go about doing that.
Well, see, let me
Whether
give
they
you a
just
bit of
start
an
with
insight on
one.
this. Yeah, let me give you a bit of an insight. So there's two ways to two different aspects to think through this, right? One is that if you want to, if you go with one platform, that does cost you a tad bit cheaper in terms of development. So automatically, it's going to cost you lesser in terms of launching your platform. If you want to do, you strictly want to do a pilot project first before you delve deeper into it. You could always go with one platform at a time. But with something like this, like you mentioned, it has a, in order to make sure it has a wider market acceptability, the standard is that you should be available on both the Apple and the Androids. And that's just, with Androids, you're looking at about 65% of the mobile user base, right? While 35% is with the iOS and Apple products, right? So if you want to do like a pilot launch, we recommend you just go with Android. But if you look at it from market acceptability standpoint, if you really want to stand out and be able, give yourselves the best chance to compete with the other platforms out there, say Airbnb, Vrbo, or Couchsurfing, we'd rather recommend you go with both of them together. Using a cross-platform framework, if you build both the Android and iOS together, versus if you go with one of them, I think the difference is going to be about not more than 20% in terms of the cost of development.
Could you say that last sentence again? I'm sorry.
For sure. Okay. So, if you go with both the Android and the iOS, versus if you just go with one of these platforms, the difference in the cost of development is just going to be about 20%, or sometimes even lesser than that. So that's all you're saving if you go with one operating system, either Android or iOS, rather than going with both.
Okay. Would it I would the would that be cheaper if, for example, later on we were to decide to like also do Apple, for example?
Well, it's unless you have some sort of budget constraint, you have a strict budget that you want to keep this within. I think you should go with both the Apple and Android right off the bat. Does that change the equation for you if you just go with one of them and then try and build the second one after that? It doesn't. May cost you about 10 to 15% extra if you go with the second platform. After you've completed the first one. And that's just
Okay.
if you understand development a bit, it's just about the technical ways how the app is put together. So if you've it's just like constructing a building, right? That probably is the right metaphor. So if you built the building, you constructed the building, and then you want to add something to the basement, it's of course going to cost you a lot more rather than having just gotten that done the first time you were building, you were constructing the building.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, in that case, then yeah, I would probably just say a Apple and iOS, or Apple and Android, sorry.
All right. Okay. So let's come back to this in a moment, once again, and that probably once we discussed a few more details, we'd be able to better decide this. But coming back to the features, so we've covered the search and discovery process, the filters and sorting. We've covered the listing detail screens on how we could have a listing page or a listing screen for each of these properties when someone finds interest in one of these properties and they want to look up details of them. They could go into the detail screen and be able to view the cancellation policies and house rules and whatnot. We could also offer more like an instant booking, whereby, if you can find your dates, if you can find your, you could have your car details saved on the application. So it's just going to be saved with the merchant processor, the payment processor that we've connected to the application, and all that the user has to do is after they reviewed the property and everything, and unless they have any questions with the host, they could simply select the dates they want to go for from a calendar view, and they could just simply confirm the card that they want to use to make the payment. And as soon as they tap confirmed, the booking is going to be sent out to the host, and the booking is going to be confirmed. So we'll try and keep it as frictionless as possible in terms of how the users go about the booking flow of the application. And one of the ways to go about it is to keep the cards on the file that they could use for payments. The other one is where they could have a list of past bookings that they made in the past. They could always just go back to those past bookings and be able to change the dates and update the dates and be able to quick book or instantly book a new homestay without going through a whole booking process all over once again.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. Yeah.
Right, and then we've discussed how the payments could work. We'll do a scope of work document for you, so that we're going to go into more details about that. I think apart from that, we could offer, since it's all about the experience and it's all about reviews of the previous guests that have stayed at a particular location. I think we could do a reviews and rating section as well. So when someone
Yeah.
completes the booking, they get a prompt on their mobile application, so more like an in-app notification, and also then a push notification. After their booking time elapses, the app would be smart enough to send them a notification asking them about their feedback, and probably even a short questionnaire or like a 3 or 4 grade review process where they could review the host for their friendliness, for example, their cleanliness, for example. The overall feedback and a rating of their stay, and that's just going to help the other users on the application be able to decide whether they want to book with that host or not, and then also have the host stay compliant and stay at their best when they get their first bookings through the platform.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Right, and as far as the communication is concerned, I mean, if you want to keep this as little to administer for your sales as the admins, I think we could have more like an in-app chat feature, a real-time chat messaging feature, just like you've shown on your mood board, and then we can also have a video calling feature, like you mentioned at the start. So both of them are possible, and without giving out the exact contact details or without even giving out the exact address, which is one important component of Airbnb, just by the way. They don't give out details to you of the exact location and everything unless you book and unless the host accepts your booking to their property, right? So we're going to take care of all that as
Yeah.
well. When you look at a property and you're still browsing, you see a map, you see that a general location within which the property is, but you don't see the exact PIN location. But then that exact PIN location, along with a Google Maps integration, that's going to allow you to get directions if you want to commute to that place, and when it's time for your booking, you want to go to it. That's when you see the pin location, and that's when you get a Google Map prompt asking if you need the directions, and that's going to open a map view within your application showing them the directions, and they could use Google Maps or even Apple Maps to get to that location.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Awesome. And what other features do you think could go in there? Have you thought of something unique? Do you want to stand out in a few certain ways, or any other features that you can think of?
I can't think of the features off the top of my head. It's honestly been a little bit since I've looked back at the MVPs, but yes, definitely. Would like to stand out. But yeah, like I said, I can't think of any ideas right now.
All right, okay. I mean, you don't always have to stand out with features and giving out more. I mean, is a better service or just a better way to do something that's already there can also help you, stand your ground in a market like this. So I think we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel per se. Just that, I mean, we could, if there are a few things that we could do better. Oh, and by the way, we're working with another client. We're doing more like an Airbnb. It's a listing comparison platform, whereby if you have, say, a few properties that you're subletting or you're renting out on Airbnb, you could use them to compare with other properties within your competition and within your niche, right? And
Oh, that's awesome.
yeah, it's more like a crawler that kind of gives you a daily update on the changes in pricing with the other properties that you're comparing with. So it's a pretty cool kind of an idea that the client came up with, and by now it has gone hoops and miles, and it has evolved over time. I'll show you that as well if the client allows, apart from the NDA that's in place with them. So yeah, I mean, we've done quite a bit of R&D and research with the industry in general, and then how the platform works as well. And then once I take this back with the team today after we're done with the meeting, we're going to bounce off some ideas. We're going to bounce off some different aspects of running a platform like this. And then hopefully the next time I come back to you and we reschedule for the next time, I'll have a scope of work document put together for you. That's going to detail and kind of nail down each of the features of the application, so you'll know exactly what your application will have in terms of the scope of the software before you're required to get on board, get started with us, or before you're required to commit to anything.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. Yes, I just in general, I'm just looking for like a quote for a platform like this that I could put in like a business plan. Yeah.
For sure. Okay, so one last question before I can do the numbers for you. And I'm actually multitasking right now and trying to do some numbers to be able to drop them for you before I let you go. What kind of timeline, or do you have any sort of deadline for yourself to launch this and get this out? Are there any factors involved? In terms of the timeline, of course.
Currently no. I don't have a timeline right now. Yeah, just because obviously just graduating college and everything, so we're right now just looking into this idea and so yeah, right now I don't have a timeline for it. It's yeah, pretty open.
You said you were in your final year, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So say, by the time you graduate, you want to have something going, right? So nothing hard and fast.
I suppose, I mean, I graduate in 3 weeks, which
Oh,
is
wow.
awesome, but yeah, so it'll be a lot sooner
Congratulations.
than,
Okay.
yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I think 3 weeks I would assume is probably not enough time, but
It definitely isn't. Yeah, that's exactly why I asked you this question. I mean, sometimes especially if you're doing this for the first time, for all the fair reasons, you might feel like it's going to be a couple months before you can get something like this going, right? But let me just break this to you that anything like this with about three interfaces, both the Android and the iOS, with all the time that it takes to cook up a perfect product with all the feedback and revisions and whatnot, is going to take about between 5 and 5.5 months. Is going to be a safe timeline. For the sake of the contract, we'll say 6 months. This could even go to 6 months before we'd be able to complete this.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right? So that's the kind of timeline you're looking at. And as far as the numbers are concerned, if we go with an MVP without a lot of bells and whistles in there, but then we keep all the three interfaces, we could just, by the way, go with two for now as well if you don't need like a comprehensive host interface as well. But with all three of them together, I think we'd be looking at anywhere between $45,000 and $50,000 is what we're looking at if we have to go with both the Android, the iOS together. This includes the discovery, which is an initial market and competitor research that we're going to do for you. This includes the complete design from scratch. So, we're going to use your mood board as an inspiration, but then we're going to redo the designs for you, just to make sure it's all, it's the best your users can have. And then from there, once that's done, we do all the development, the deployment to the app stores. We publish this to the app stores, and then we manage your hosting and everything as well. With all the projects we do offer a 3 month warranty or more like a complimentary maintenance retainer included within the first contract as well. And that begins at the first day when the app goes live on the app stores, both Apple and the Android. So this quotation that I gave you includes the full design, development, deployment, along with a 3 month complimentary retainer at a one-time fixed cost. And when I say fixed cost, that just essentially means that this includes for all the revisions and everything, given that we stay within the scope that we decided before we onboard you. So
Okay.
there's no surprises once you get to it. Sorry?
Okay, that sounds great. How much, I'm just curious, how much would it be for doing two interfaces versus three?
Well, for two interfaces, give me one quick moment. I think doing two interfaces and skipping the host interface for now, and having those features, of course, in the admin panel, more or less, would save you about, this could save you about $10,000 at best.
Okay, would it be cheaper to just do it all at once, all three of the interfaces?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you why. So if we build everything into the admin interface, so the host features need to be there, right? They could be a separate interface that the host operate themselves, and that cuts down the management and the legwork for you. But if you don't do that, then you need all of those listing features and the revenue features and the analytics and everything on your side of the panel of the interface, right? On the admin side. Now, in the future, when you decide you want to do like another interface for the host themselves, so they can self-manage their properties and keep tabs of their listings themselves, you would have to rewire quite a bit of the admin panel to be able to separate these two interfaces, and that is going to cause quite a bit of reworking. And just the same example, the metaphor that I gave you, it's about constructing a building. So if you build, you know what you're building and you build it, it's going to cost you less than, changing gears all the time and, adding something into the existing construction after you're done with the first phase. So it's always best to, have whatever you need at this time. I think it's best to go with the first phase and, have all those things in the first phase. The bells and whistles can always be added on. They're not going to cost you more if you do them later. But something like this, something like adding a whole new interface, that is going to need a lot of rework, and that is going to cost you a tad bit extra in comparison to doing it right now versus doing it later.
Okay. And then is that estimate, does that also include those websites that you had talked about earlier? Is that just like the app development and putting it out on the app stores?
I'm not sure if I got the question. The website? Are you talking about the web interface?
The web interface. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so I see what you're saying. Okay, I'm
Oh,
connecting the
these are
dots
three
now.
interfaces I gave you the cost for. So it includes two interfaces, the web interfaces, one for your sale, the host as well. So that's two web interfaces and one primary mobile application for the customers. For the customer side of the application.
Okay, awesome. And these are all, like, for
Included.
example, the app you, yeah, okay, great. So these are all, like, for example, with the mobile app, it would be something that you guys would upload to the App Store when it's finished.
Definitely. And like I said, the publishing is included. Usually that's a bit of a process with especially with the ever evolving terms of service with the Apple and Android, but nevertheless we are going to take care of all of that procedure for you. Sometimes the app can go live in the first go, which rarely happens because you have to comply with all the regulations and all the terms of service like I mentioned. In other, in most cases there are certain rejections that come back and certain reviews that Apple and Android suggest before they can publish your application. All of that is going to be taken care of by us at no extra cost. And this, in fact, includes having your app live on the app stores, up and running on both the Apple and Android. So just anyone all around the world, or just anyone all over the USA, can download the application to their phone to that point.
Okay. Okay, perfect. And so for that, could you just briefly also just re-describe to me what the first and second web interfaces will be? So the interface that I would use on the website versus like the host interface.
Sure. Okay. So your interface is the admin interface, the administration of the aggregate of the application, right? So you can see all the users of the application. That's something the host cannot see, of course. They can only see the people that are booked with them, right? You see all the users. You see all the listings on the platform. The host just see their listings, and they can manage their own listings. You can, on an arbitrary basis, you can manage all the listings that are on your platform by all the hosts. So you can see when the listing was uploaded, what are all the details that have been uploaded. If you want to change something out as the app owner, or you want to send out a review or like a suspension to the host, or you'd like for them to update something that's not in lines with your terms of service. All of that you could do using the listing management portion of your admin panel. You would be able to look at all the revenues generated by each of the hosts and what kind of commissions you made through the platform. So all the monetary aspect of it, the revenue streams, all of that is going to be visible on your side of the admin panel. On the other hand, the host side is going to have their features for their listings, their revenue, their customers that have booked with them. So these are two, totally different interfaces. Yours is aggregate of the whole platform. Theirs just shows them their part of the listings and their customers and their revenues and whatnot.
Okay, great.
I mean, if it's still not too clear, I'll put together a scope of work document anyway. So what the next time we go through it, the scope of work document, and we see something in writing, that's going to serve as a more like a drawing board for us to wrap our heads around this, and then be able to build off from there and kind of use that as a head start to understand or come to terms with what all of these three features, in fact, three interfaces are going to entail.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
All right, awesome. So, what do you think about the pricing, by the way? Do you think it's something doable? I mean, if you tell me upfront that it's not doable, or you'd need time, or something like that, We could, discuss a couple other options as well. But if you think this is along the lines of what you thought this would cost, and this is something, that you can manage in terms of the financial commitment to it, give me some feedback, so just so I know.
Yeah, no, that's about what I was thinking it was probably going to cost. Yeah, originally I had it much at like a much lower price estimate, but I got some feedback and did a little bit more research. So yeah, it's just about exactly what I thought it might cost. So I was yeah, happily
On a
to pass
personal
that on.
level, thank you for the feedback. So on a personal level, keeping the business relationship aside for a moment, this price that I gave you, it's simple math. I can even tell you the per the man hour cost that I've applied and how many hours I've built in. Someone may be able to do this for, say, probably $5,000 cheaper for you. But if you're getting a huge difference in the pricing, and if someone's quoting you a lot less than this, then you can just say that it's too good to be true. And most times when something's too good to be true, it's usually not good, and it's usually not true, right? And as far as the maximum pricing is concerned, if you speak to some of the studio companies out there or boutique companies out there in the app development industry, you could even be quoted anywhere up to $500,000 for the same product, right? So the pricing, I'd say we'd be pretty reasonable. Whether are we a good fit for you or not, that is something you could decide after I send you some portfolio and you get to see some of the work we've done. And I can send you some reviews that we have available on third-party websites as well. And then if you need something else as well in terms of doing your due diligence, I'd be more than happy to supply you with that as well.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, that sounds great. When you send over that portfolio, would you be able to provide like example web interfaces, kind of like the ones that we were talking about, like the host interface or the admin
The
interface?
admin,
Is that
yeah.
possible?
I could show you something in general. I mean, of course, we've not done something exactly similar, so it wouldn't be exactly along the lines of what we discussed today as far as the homestay application is concerned. I can show you some other web admin panels for other clients that we have done in other industries, and that's going to give you a bit of a general idea on what they look like. I could show you a couple right now, but since you're on a phone call right now versus Zoom meeting, I think we could keep it for the next time, and then I can send you some things in the email as well, so you can start looking at them as well.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Awesome then. So, anything else that you'd like to pick my brain on, Elizabeth, before we try and shoot for the next time, and let you go for now?
No, I think that's all good.
All right, perfect. And did you get a chance to look at the company profile I sent over to you, by the way?
Yeah, I took a quick look at it. It looks very nice.
All right, thank you. So we work with IRT. It's one of the largest ITAD and eScrap buyers in Minnesota, and they're one of the largest ITAD buyers in the USA. And we've done a enterprise application for them that's live on the app stores, that's on the portfolio as well. We work with North Star Technologies. If you happen to have a HOA or a POA's a membership, there's a 60% chance you've interacted with their software that we built for them because they have a 60% market share. So we work with them. We work with Totem, that's one of the largest labor unions in Alaska for educational personnel. So anyway, so I'll send you some more portfolio. You can look at that as well. And the next time we meet, I can, on a Zoom share meeting, I can share my screen with you and I can show you some more. All right?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. So thank you for your time, Elizabeth. And that was a pleasure speaking to you. And I'll get back to you via email now.
All right, perfect. Sounds good.
All right, you can have a good rest of the day. I'll let you go.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right.